Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today, and we got a special day, a great day headed your way. So get comfortable, and you're going to really appreciate the next hour or so as we delve into what happened last week at the Masters. And joining us, a very special guest who we've had on here before, but that is Randy Smith, the vaunted coach, swing instructor, if you will, for Masters champion Scottie Scheffler. And he'll be joining us here very shortly and tell us in his own West Texas country way about how he and Scottie have now won two green jackets in the last couple of years. And just a great guy, and you're really going to enjoy it. And then a little bit later, David Pillsbury, the CEO of Invited Clubs, our title sponsor. And the reason we're going to have him on, in addition to just being a great guy, is because I'm coming to you from the Invited Celebrity Classic at Las Colinas Country Club in the Dallas area. And this is the tournament that's going into its third year, and it is brought to you by not only Invited Clubs, but Choctaw Casino. So give them props as well. And because of Choctaw, people get to come free to this tournament, which is really, really cool for people in the area that want to see the guys in the Champions Tour and some celebrities, because there's quite a few celebrities. We'll go through some of those names as well. So David will be joining us to talk more about the tournament and what's going on with Invited Clubs in just a little bit. In the meantime, Frank Bassett, back in the Nashville studios, out of the, somehow, the traffic of Atlanta and greater Augusta from last week, and joins us now. How are you doing, Frank?
Yeah, you forgot Chattanooga, too.
Oh, yeah, Chattanooga,
oh, my gosh. But it is a track from Nashville through Chattanooga, through through Dalton, all the way into Atlanta, through Atlanta, and all the way across to Augusta. It is a trek. Doing great. Yeah. Just finally got unpacked. Tired. Wow, what a great week. It was a lot of fun.
Wasn't it, though?
Wow. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Listen, I know you have a lot of celebrities there. Why don't we have Margot Robbie on? Is there a reason?
You just picked that name out of the air?
Yeah, I'll explain Barbie? That to you later. Barbie.
Okay, yeah.
I had an opportunity to meet Barbie.
Did you? Wow.
And it was pretty incredible.
Did you lose your tongue? I'd have a hard time talking, I think. She's just so glamorous, isn't
she?
She's
beautiful. She's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, you just sit there staring going, I'm sorry, did you say something? Was I supposed to respond?
Hello? What? Yeah, we had a lot of fun. JD showed up at the Azalea House while we were down in Augusta.
Oh, did he?
Too. Yeah, he came over and had some fun and sang a song or two. And anyway, I may be doing something with them at John Daly's birthday bash. I'll be speaking with him tomorrow in regard to that. So that'll be fun. So anyway, it was good to reconnect with JD and see him in Augusta. He had a lot of fun. He was down at Hooters signing autographs for a few days.
It was a special week, wasn't it? I mean, it was certainly special for Scottie Scheffler, but I think the drama that was there, which I guess is always there, maybe it's not, and he won by four, so it wasn't as dramatic. I was telling everybody, and I think last week's show I was talking about, my dream would be a playoff, right? I love those Masters and major championship playoffs when the real drama with two or three guys fighting for it hole by hole. So we didn't get that, but we did see maybe a coronation of what could be a multi-year domination by Scottie Scheffler. I mean, people are putting him in a Tiger Woods category of things he can do and how big the gap is between him, number one in the world, and Rory, number two in the world, is very Tiger-esque. There was a whole Walmart between those guys, right? Number one and two.
There's also a gap between what Ted Scott has pocketed in all these wins and what Roy McIlroy has pocketed.
Yes.
He's made more money than Roy McIlroy and a lot of other tour players. I mean, Ted Scott, the caddy for Scottie Scheffler.
Not a bad gig. For people that don't know, normally if you win, you get about, 10%? It's kind of the going rate.
Yep.
So he won 3.6. Is that the first place for Scottie?
He did, yes.
So there you go. Do the math, and you can see that was a nice week. And there's bonuses involved in all that stuff, too. As he wins, you get bonuses. So I remember, if I'm not mistaken, when I think Jordan Spieth won maybe the Open – One of his majors, I think he gave Greller $1 million, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Like as his percentage and a bonus on top of it. So, yeah, being a caddy, it's like I've always said this, right? We talked about this, Frank, that Greller, some of these guys, you know, might live in a gated community and they're CEOs of major corporations all around them and stuff. And people are like, and what do you do? Huh? I'm a caddy. And they're like, you're a caddy and you live here at at Bassett Estates. I do pretty good. I do all right as a cat. You know, it's like it just seems so it's counterintuitive, right? Like, how do you make that much money being a caddy? But if you get the right guy, it can happen.
Yeah, they can make a lot of money. And a lot of those caddies drive caddies. So there you go.
I ran into our friend Paul Stankowski yesterday.
Stanky!
I walked over here and was kind of checking out the range. I saw a familiar swing and walked up and talked to him. And he switched his caddy, by the way. So he has a new caddy as of a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
And he said, no animosity, no issues or anything. Just time for a change, I guess. And so he was hitting balls and had his monitor out there. And very scientific. And he had Pro V1s and Chrome Soft Callaways, which are the two balls that are on the range. And he was hitting. And here's a little tip for everybody. And these were range... But they both said they're balls, basically they're tour balls, and so he said it's not like range ball, but they were on the range. He said the Pro V1, and I was sitting there watching him, was going 8 to 10 yards further than the Callaway Chrome Soft. So for anybody out there that's wondering, are they all the same ball? Not quite. They're a little bit softer. He said he could feel the softness in the chrome. And
I like the softness of that chrome ball, but I play Pro V1s and Pro V1Xs for years, but I play the PXG ball now.
Right,
and it's a great golf ball. I love it. It's a great golf ball. Period. 99% of the amateurs out there really don't need a Pro V1 or Pro V1X.
No,
they just don't. They can't.
They think they do.
Yeah,
they do.
Well, right. it makes them feel better that they just
drop
two in the water.
Play. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you know, Stanky, we kind of make fun of him of being a little bit, you know, low tech and kind of just getting out and playing and having fun. But he's got he was looking at his shafts, and he has specific shafts, and the whole thing, as you could imagine, at that level, you're a professional golfer, you should. But I'm telling you, Frank, ball after ball after ball, and again, I shouldn't be surprised what these guys do for a living. Every one of them, just a repeat of the last one. He's hitting 3 and 4 irons, mostly when I was talking to him, and just the same shot time after time after time. Whereas you and I, a little right, a little left.
A little over the top,
a little shorter, a little longer, everything. And yet his were just automatic. It was kind of fun to watch. And same with all those guys. When I walked in just this morning, Corey Pavin was a lone man on the range, and he was, you know, working on something. So when you think about it, how many shots do those guys hit just this week?
Oh, yeah.
Those guys will hit more balls, Frank, than you and I might hit in 6 months.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I mean, they're just not doing nothing but hitting balls, so they kind of should be good. So anyway, we'll talk more about the tournament, what's going on here at the Invited Celebrity Classic. Tony Romo, the defending champion from the because they give trophies and prize money to both the celebrity side as well as the professional side, and so Romo's the defending champion. By the way, there's a pro-am going on today, Frank, and guess who Stankowski plays with?
Oh no,
I'll give you a hint. Get her done.
Oh no, Larry.
Yeah, Larry the cable guy. I said, who are you playing with?
That's the show.
He looks at me and he goes, get her done. I go, you're not playing with him. He goes, yeah, I don't think he's going to have sleeves on or anything, but that's who I'm playing with. And by the way, side note, Larry the Cable Guy, whose real name is like Dan O'Brien or something, his name, started his career on talk radio.
Yes.
He did talk radio way back when and did like funny little bits and got syndicated with these funny kind of bits that he did. He said he was on like about 50 stations way back when before he broke off and did stand up. And he said he loved every minute of it. He did, I can't remember what city he was in doing it, but that's kind of where he got his start in being in the public eye kind of thing. So, yeah, maybe you and I, Frank, one day we'll be stand-up comedians. Who knew?
Okay.
Who knew?
Yeah, who knew?
So, all right, let's take a break because Randy's got short on time, and Randy Smith is going to be joining us, so we want to make sure we get to him as quickly as we can and find out some fascinating facts. So let's take a quick break. You're listening to Golf Talk America, and Frank and I will be joined by Scotty Scheffler's swing coach, Randy Smith, right after this.
Hey, everybody. Frank Bassett here. You want to eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals? Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Important to me. 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, you need to discover more than 60 add-ons every week. It's fabulous, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up your springtime goals. I want you to listen to this and listen to it closely. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals. So you can get back to doing what you love this spring, which is being outside and playing some golf, don't you think? Maybe go to the Masters, whatever. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, hello, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, one of my favorites, and asparagus. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Tailored to your schedule, okay? Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor's your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. Key point. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So, let's do this. And listen carefully now. You need to do this. Head to factormeals.com/golftalk50 and use code golftalk50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code golftalk50 at factormeals.com/golftalk50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett coming to you. And I'm here at the Invited Celebrity Classic at Las Colinas Country Club, getting ready for, there's a Pro-Am today, but they'll get started on the Champions Tour for the next event. And it'll be, of course, three rounds. So they'll start on Friday. And a unique tournament here, sponsored by Invited Clubs. And that is the combination of the normal guys in the Champions Tour and a lot of different athletes, actors, comedians, celebrities that are playing in this tournament as well. So we'll talk more about that coming up in a little bit. But first, our very special guest, Randy Smith. He has been around for a long, long time at Royal Oaks Country Club in Dallas and has taught a lot of top professionals. But obviously right now he is the man for Scottie Scheffler and coming off a great win, another win at the Masters last week and joining us now. Randy, thanks for being with us. How are you doing today? You a little worn out?
I am extremely worn out, Tim. to be honest with you, yeah, it's not much the physical, it's just the mental. It took a lot to drink all this in, I'll tell you.
Randy, it was a tough week over there in Augusta with those winds kicking in right early in the week, was it not?
It really was, Frank. That's probably, I've been fortunate enough to go to that tournament several times over years, and I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like when the sand started coming out of the bunker on 18. It really honestly changed the green conditions on the green itself as the players would approach that green. So, that's some adverse conditions.
Hey, Randy, people talked about this all the time, but so just another answer to probably a question you've been asked a million times, but people keep asking me, how does Scottie Scheffler with that swing, and I'm going to say it's a unique swing, how does he do it? Well, you've been coaching him and working with him since he was 8, 9, 10 years old, and he's always had a unique swing, and I guess that's the genius of you and other top instructors. You see what the kid has as a young age, and you work with what he has. Any thought back in the day that you needed to change the uniqueness of his swing?
Well, Tim, I think everybody does know that I am an absolute genius when it comes to that. So,
Yes, you are.
I haven't been asked this question at all. I give a pretty consistent answer. You look at Scotty, you break Scotty down in his golf swing, and you break it down from the time that goes away, time it comes back into impact, and just a shade past that, and is so good, it's unbelievable. But then the uniqueness kind of starts at that point, with the footwork a little bit, okay? But, most people sit there and they have this typical look at a 5'11" to 6'0" tall golfer playing in perfect, oh my goodness. Well, see, people understand that Scotty is 6'3" plus. He's got arms that are so long, goodness, got long legs. He's a big guy. And The big guy generates a little more on the golf ball. Sometimes things move a little bit. He hits a golf ball more like an athlete than a stereotypical perfect swing golfer.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because if you see athletes playing, like the invited, we're out here with a lot of different athletes, they're very good golfers, but you're right, they have different swings because they're baseball pitchers or they're hockey players or whatever. That's a good point. I had never really thought of that, but he does have that kind of a swing of an athlete.
You know, the thing about it is, Tim, do not even think about playing him basketball.
That's not that. Because I was thinking of that. Yeah, I was going to take him on. Yeah.
I mean, not necessarily you, but any other person that's 6'3 or above. I mean, unbelievable in basketball. He's a world-class pickleball player. I hate that for obvious reasons. He really is. He can go play the pickleball circuit. He is that good at those type of activities. You don't play him in pong. You just do that. Because he's very athletic. He looks like an athlete, but he has the mentality, I think, of an athlete. And it shows up in his golf swing.
And the demeanor of a saint. You know, the guy's just so – he's nice beyond belief, how nice he's ever been. When you first introduced me to him at the Masters a couple of years ago, and his family, I stood there with his family, and what a great group of people. I mean, it was a heartfelt tear in the eye to see him win this thing again. And I was thinking about you and wanted to get together with you, but we just didn't have a chance to try to hook up. You were a little bit busy during the week, but wow, just congratulations on another fabulous victory with your man Scottie Scheffler. He is he's a great representative for this game, and he's what the PGA Tour needs. He truly is.
Appreciate that. You know, he's done a really good job.
Hey, I'm curious too, Scotty. We were talking before you came on with us, and we're talking with Randy Smith, Scotty's swing instructor and coach, about his domination, and they're comparing him with Tiger, which always comes up whenever it's Koepka or DJ, whoever. Now is the next Tiger, but Scotty's actually putting some numbers up that are very Tiger-esque. Is it too out of the realm of reality to think that he could have a great run and not maybe just a little blip on the screen that we've seen before of a guy winning a couple of majors and then kind of fading off a little bit? Could he dominate for a decade?
You know, time will tell, but yes, you know, obviously, given what's going on, yes, he could dominate because he owns what he does. And he is such a competitive individual, but he's not relying on perfection as much as he's relying on creation. He's one of the few players that really enjoys creating a shot to a pin, creating a shot to an area. And when you get somebody like that, it's more of an artist like him. You know, the chance for longevity is really, really good.
Well, he has been magical and will continue to be. We've got three more majors. I can't wait. He'll certainly be favored to win most of those, and maybe there's more magic. That would be, I think, outstanding, not only because locally here in Dallas or Texans really are into Scotty, but the whole, as Frank said, the PGA Tour, golf in general, count everybody, live tour, everybody, golf in general needs Scotty Scheffler's. I thought it was really special after he won, he's walking off 18, Randy, that he made a point of turning around and waiting for his caddy to catch up with him so he didn't make the
very pointed
walk, the great walk to the clubhouse to sign it. He didn't do it alone. He wanted the guys with him, and I saw him hug you and everything like that. Speaks volumes of what you've all done to kind of help raise Scotty Scheffler to be the great man and player that he is.
Well, you know, and that's the unique part of it, because he hasn't really changed. There's, you know, it's hard to explain. He's the same guy today that he was 5-6 years ago. He's the same person, and it doesn't change. And I think when we see change, and you know, those type of changes, I think there's too many people that really call him out on that.
Yeah, I remember, and hopefully he's purchased a new car by now. I mean,
no,
the thing he's got, is he still driving that old Chevy?
No, he's got the Yukon, doesn't he, Randy? Still got it?
No. He's, you know, that thing He forgot. He still has it.
Yeah.
But it's been, oh, goodness. I'd say, oh, about 4 months he's been driving Cadillac.
Well, he was driving that car that his parents gave him that they used to take him all over the country on the old AJGA circuit, you know, playing golf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was driving that up until a few months back, but, you know.
Why not?
That's
smart guy.
I mean, that's his car. That's his mobile locker, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I had one of those, yeah. But not to that level. They called it a mobile locker, and it smelled like an unclean locker room in my car.
Yeah.
But, you know, you told me this, and I want to make sure I've got the years right. You started teaching Scotty as a very, very young man at the age of around, was it 7 or 8?
He was almost 7 years old.
Wow. That says a lot for Mr. Smith, too, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
No, well, 4 years ago, and it's a real great story, and I can't make it up. It was unbelievable. I was at the range at Oaks, and somebody said, there's going to be a couple come out with a young kiddo that was going to balls. They're thinking about joining the club, you know, this, that, and other. And could I, you know, maybe come by, take a peek, and say hello? So I'm believing it's working with Justin Leonard over on the side of the range, boom, boom, boom. And I'd said, yes, I'm finish up. I look up, here comes a couple. Here comes this bitty guy with them and kind of go up to the line. Little bitty guy gets over there. Now he's about maybe 2 feet tall. He's tiny. He would put it, you know, those den caddies you put range balls in.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Okay, he'd reach up into the den caddy and pick one out.
Oh, God.
He was little bitty, but, you know, I saw him over there, and finished up with Justin, and I start to kind of walk down there thinking my typical deal is the next presentation of my son's going to be Tiger Woods, and this is the greatest thing in the world. You know, you kind of had that in the back of your head, so I was going to go be nice and, you know, shake and howdy. And I went over there and, you know, I met the parents, great people, turned around, introduced myself. He reached up, shook my hand. He's got his long khaki pants on, just hotter than blazes outside. Long little khaki pants and the whole deal. And then, well, that's good. Hi, Scotty. Go get, you know, hit some balls. And he's hitting balls. And about 5 minutes into me kind of watching, thinking I was doing a 10-minute walk, I noticed something very peculiar. I mean, this kid is hitting at a target. He's hitting this at a target. Then if that club right there after 4 or 5 shots is another club, and it's at this target, then this target over here. Everything was target back to Scotty. And it's a little bitty. And I got to watching. It was unique. I said, can you hit a fade? And he hit a fade. There's a little fade. Can you hit a draw? Here's a little draw. Every one of them were tied to a target. And 20 minutes later, I'm still sitting there in amazement watching this little guy hit shots. Long story short, they picked Royal Oaks as their home. And he did not leave that driving range. Did not, he hasn't left that golf course yet. I mean,
wow. Just there you go.
Been out there absorbing stuff from all the tour players that we've been fortunate enough to have at that club. He has sat and watched each one of them and take something away from every player that he sat on caddies as a little kid all the way up through college, watching other players hit shots and just looking at how they did it. And then he would go off and say, okay, let's do this, this, and this. It was absolutely amazing.
Wow. Well, no surprise, man. He ended up where he is, right? I mean, that's exactly – and good for you, Randy, to have the patience to, you know, that's one of those ones. If you would have said, no, I don't have time, I'm working with Justin, it could have been a whole different situation for all you guys. So it was really, but that's Randy Frank. Randy worked with my game for, I'd say, a good 6 years. And
Randy, you don't want him saying that on the air. You do not want him to say that.
No, you don't. You don't want to take credit for that one.
Well, it's like I've always said, you know, some clay's a little firmer than others.
Yeah. Hey, Randy, before I let you go, I played in a tournament like a few months ago with one of your West Texas posse, Rudy Gatlin. Anyway, said to say hi to you next time I talk to you. So hi from Rudy in West Texas, boys.
Oh, love me, Rudy Gatlin. Great guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Great.
Sure is. Well, Randy, thanks so much for your time. We know you're really, really busy. And congratulations, you and Scotty and everybody there at Royal Oaks, and continued success. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you again, because I got a feeling that the rest of this year is going to still play out pretty special for Scotty. So, again, thanks for taking a little bit of time to talk to us.
You bet. Certainly hope so, and I think will. And you guys have a great day. Enjoy the tournament out there, Tim.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
Thanks, Randy. Thanks so much. Take care.
All right, there he is, Randy Smith, and he is technically, Frank, he is the head pro or director of golf emeritus at Royal Oaks.
At Royal Oaks, yeah.
So he's kind of, he's done his 40 years of duty, and so he's slowed down a little bit, but yeah, he's obviously still there with
when I get out there, Scotty. We're going to definitely go out to Royal Oaks and see if they'll let me in the gate so we can go say hi to Randy and let him look at my swing for about 10 seconds.
So he's always out there. He's kind of like, you know, and not in an eight, well, maybe, but I mean, he's like Harvey Pienick. Remember there at Austin Country Club was the guy that everybody wanted to go and just, and Harvey was always on the range, just watching young people, watching the older ones, and the Ben Crenshaws would come through and move
Jackie
on.
Jackie Burke, same thing, you know, at Champions Club. Yeah. I mean, you know, Elk and I did some stuff together at the Masters, and Elk was telling me Jackie Burke stories. Steve broke down pretty hard about Mr. Burke. Well, he loved the man. He was a father figure to him and a mentor, and you know, just Mr. Burke was same thing. Like Randy Smith, all those guys are kind of in the same mold in my eyes. They love the game. They love people, and they love to help people. And
they're like your favorite teacher, right? In school, high school, junior, whatever it might have been. You had one who didn't care what they made. They weren't about anything. They're just about loving to work with young people, help them to get better. That's what he is. He's a teacher. He could have done the same thing and been a math teacher or history teacher at high school, but he teaches golf, and he just loves it. He stands out there. He's got like a little one of those seats that you kind of sit down on, you know, and lean down into the ground and just watch his swing. After I saw him, I was out there, played a couple weeks ago, and he was working with Ryan Palmer. And
RP.
Yeah, and working his shots and doing this.
Friend of ours,
stuff.
Good guy.
So,
great guy. Except blowing that bullhorn in my back swing at his tournament.
That,
snuck up behind me, scared me to death. I missed the whole ball. I had on a University of Texas shirt. That was part of the problem, I think.
Yeah, probably didn't help.
Didn't help me anyway.
Could have done that with Scotty. Scotty would be okay with that. By the way, there was a word that the why can't I remember the name of the Texas golf coach? I'll think of it here in a second. But that he asked his players, like, you know, how long ago was this? 5 years ago, 6 years ago, before, you know, when Scotty was still at Highland Park High School. And asked him, hey, is there anybody that you guys know of, your old schools all over the state, that I should maybe recruit, should go take a look at? And he said he got a kind of a universal, there's this guy named Scheffler that you got to look at. I think he was at that point a sophomore, maybe at Highland Park. Mm-hmm. And so he said, okay, I'll go take a look at. And he goes, kind of the same reaction as Randy Smith just had. That was like,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy, I hope he comes here. And sure enough, he did. So, it worked out pretty well for everybody.
Well, I hope, you know, I don't want them to put the Tiger Woods tag on Scotty Scheffler and put pressure on. Just let him be Scotty Scheffler. I mean, and let him play his game, because Randy's right. I mean, he's like eagle eye when it comes to target golf. He knows what he's doing and how to do it. And I don't care about that shuffle, the Scheffler shuffle. I could care less about that, because as Randy said, he's already completed the most important part of the process at that point.
Right. Yeah.
So,
and that's what people need to understand. I mean, if people out there listening, take the advice of, you know, one of the greats and Randy, and that is, however you get the ball square to the club, square to the ball.
Yeah.
The rest of it, you could be Lee Trevino. You could be Justin Thomas. You could look perfect. You could be.
Well, you don't want to be Justin Thomas right now.
Yeah, maybe not him. But you know what I mean? You could have a classic swing. You could have a non-classic. You could be Jim Furyk.
Yeah.
Would you take Jim Furyk's career? I think so. You know, even though I'm sure
he repeats it. Okay, that's the thing about Furyk's swing. Yeah, it looks a little different. Listen, I'll take it all day, because he can repeat it, and that's the thing. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, so I should probably say got that, ridiculed. Right? We just had one of the great ridiculed. Teachers in the world on the show, and I'm talking golf swing. Forget
yeah.
about that. Don't listen to me.
Let me help your swing there a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want me to help you with your swing.
Yeah. Look at mine and do the opposite.
By the way, gorgeous bag full of Gen 6 all chrome clubs showed up at Augusta for me.
Nice.
With the new Black Ops driver, 3-wood, 4-wood, 5-wood, hybrid, new putter. Thank you, PXG. The clubs were a huge hit. We had them on our stage there, as you know, how we set up.
Yeah.
And people couldn't keep their hands off of them. And I'd be trying to interview someone, and I'd catch myself staring at my golf clubs and don't swing that on the concrete, please.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it kind of makes it like they're brand new. Like it's hard to even take them out and hit them, right? You're like, ooh,
but they look great. PXG, we gave away a bunch of balls and cool. You know, stuff like that. And the PXG outfitted me for that thing. And man, the new clothes they have, the new apparel is really, really good looking. And if you're a female golfer, lady golfers out there, their women's line is to die for. Every person I talk to that's seen that women's line of clothes for PXG, they go nuts over it. So
nice.
It's good looking stuff. Plus the models that Renee hires, I guess, don't hurt either. The Margot Robbies, they put in those clothes. No, I'm kidding about that one. But no, the women's clothes are really good looking, and the men's are fabulous.
By the way, I want to give props. Texas coach is John Fields. So
John Fields.
Yeah. I lost my head for a second.
I was sitting there trying to find it.
Yeah. So lucky for him, he's got a few guys like that show up on his doorstep and help. But you know, college golf is so much. I mean, it has been big, and we all know that. And go back to Freddie Couples and Jim Nance and the guys in Elkington, guys at University of Houston. But it's really, I think, become a much bigger deal, and it's kind of fun to watch. It's fun to watch Shipley, that amateur from Ohio State, playing with Tiger. Remember that final round?
He was so disappointed in his performance. It was such a great interview. He was just devastated. Oh, I played so badly. Then he found out because of that, he ends up with Tiger Woods. And he's like, thank God. Thank you, God. I mean, thank you so much.
But there are some great young golfers. I mean, Oberg now. Still living in Lubbock, Texas, by the way. Speaking of West Texas, he went to Texas Tech, still living there. His girlfriend's still going to school there. It just speaks volumes of college golf. There's so many good college golfers now that
they really are.
You know, it's kind of scary. I mean, it really is. So, but
well, this
anyway. All right. Well, so
this
we've
is
got,
a big, this is a big big week for a lot of tournaments with Hilton Head going on. You know, over there, the RBC, and you're over there for the Invited and. Punta Cana, I think, something's going on there. And then women's golf, of course, it's huge this week. We have somebody who may make it 5 in a row if they pull this thing off. Oh, my Lord.
Korda.
She said, I love Scottie Scheffler. She said, I love everything about Scottie Scheffler. I love his morals. I love his golf game. I love everything about him. She was raving about Scottie, which I thought was very admirable. You don't see a lot of top-shelf athletes rave about other top-shelf athletes. They're usually a little bit jealous.
Yeah. No, not her.
She's class act.
And he's deserving of the praise too. I mean, it's like there's some athletes. I'll be honest, and I could name some that I don't really want to give them a lot of props because they're kind of jerks.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, you know, that to me is more important than the fact that they can throw a football, shoot a basket, whatever they do. But in Scottie's case, it's one of those rare ones where he happens to be just a genuinely. And I got to say this about golf in general, and I've covered almost every sport out there, Frank. Golfers are, in general, not all of them, certainly, but in general, really, really nice people. And I think a lot of them are brought up right. You know, it just seems like a different group of people than some other sports. And it's fun to be around them. You and I have been around pro golfers for a lot of years. You know, while there's still some that are, you know, rude and cantankerous and everything like there is everywhere. Not a lot. Yeah, not a lot of them. And Scottie's like right at the top.
And not a lot of game throwers like some of the NBA. Well, we won't go there.
We won't go there.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That's a whole other story. That's a whole other story we can get into. We don't want to dilute our next guest.
That's the craziest story ever. We got to talk about that another show. But why would you bet on – you're playing in the NBA. I mean, the minimum in the NBA is about, what, $1 million a year?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to win some 50 grand and betting on games you shouldn't be
– It was 20,000, I think. That's ridiculous. That's pocket change. Come on. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I wish he has it now because he's been banned for life. So there you go.
Hey, you know, when David Pillsbury comes on, the CEO of Invited Clubs and our friend, Should I bring up, we need to speed up the construction of our new driving range at Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club. Should I bring that up to him or not?
Yeah, yeah, I'd bring up any problems you have, Frank. Any issues that you have whatsoever is what I'd start. That's what we should lead with.
I'm not saying a word. No,
David, before we get into anything about this invited tournament,
my gripe. Yeah, I got a couple of gripes here, David.
In the locker room, we just haven't quite gotten a...
Yeah, I don't have my new plaque on my locker.
We don't have the we don't have the shampoos right. Can you fix that?
And the toothbrushes, that pre-toothpasted up toothbrushes. Yeah. No, hey, David Pillsbury's great. Yeah, I'm just playing.
I'll tell you what, this tournament is at Las Colinas Country Club, and it is a beautiful club.
Oh my gosh,
it really
is.
Of course, it's an invited club, but it's a beautiful golf course, and they've obviously taken care of it for the last month or so with their members and limited play and all that kind of stuff. But it is green. We're a little bit overcast today. It's not raining, Frank, but there's rain in the forecast for this weekend coming up.
Storms so we'll coming see if to
getting in, but it's right now it's you know, sun's trying to fight its way out. They're playing a pro-am, so there's a lot of guys out on the golf course now that are playing in practice round. But the course is in beautiful shape. I mean, just greens and everything.
Let's stretch your legs, take a break, peek out. You peek out the course. I'll peek out at my lush lawn that's gorgeous right now. It really is. Okay. My yard's beautiful in this new house. And then we'll bring on Mr. Pillsbury and do some more of this stuff. What do you think?
A lot more stuff to talk about. And so you're right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back. Stay right where you are, because David Pillsbury, CEO of Invited Clubs, which is all over the country. So we're not going to just talk about this event. We'll talk about clubs and things that they're doing and improvements and new clubs that they're adding to the list and everything all over the country when David joins us. So stick around for that. In the meantime, you're listening to Golf Talk America, and Frank and I will return right after this.
Hey, folks, what if you could take a weekly shot to lose weight and, better yet, keep it off? You lose weight, it comes back. You lose weight again, it comes back again. The cycle is the cycle is the cycle. It sounds familiar, does it not? It does to me. You know, remember when everybody was doing the juice cleanses and basically hungry all the time? There's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight than $20 smoothies and, of course, daily ice baths. Uh-uh, not for me. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at something for me. Row provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Row Body Program, that's R-O Body Program, pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose, get this, 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average. And you actually keep it off. Over 200,000 people have already chosen Row to help them lose weight. Row Body Program members have support throughout the process. Important. The support is important. Row's partner handles all of the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. Key. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own couch, your home. No doctor's appointment, no scheduling, no commute to the doctor's office, and more importantly than anything these days, no waiting rooms. So here's what I want you really to do, and let's do it now. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year, okay? Remember that. With healthy lifestyle changes, of course. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to row.co/golftalk. Sign up today, and you'll pay just $99 for the first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/golftalk. Do it today.
And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews along with Frank Bassett. Thanks so much for being with us. And we had a great conversation with Randy Smith and all the excitement that happened at the Masters with him and Scottie Scheffler. And I think, Frank, we're going to be talking to Randy a lot more in the near future about his guy winning more majors, because I don't see him slowing down anytime soon. That's for sure.
You know, his caddy is about to be on Forbes' list. So,
Scotty's caddy. Yeah, we all wish we were Scotty's caddy. Is for
no kidding. He holds four Masters titles too. So,
yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. Well, now join us is another very special guest that we have. As we said, we're coming to you from the Invited Celebrity Classic here at Las Colinas Country Club in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. For people around the world that haven't been here, beautiful golf facility and an Invited Club. And with us now is the big man himself, David Pillsbury, CEO of Invited Clubs. David, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Great to be with you guys. Really fun to be here. It's a great week and a wonderful celebration of golf. We got quite a special field here too, so we'll talk about that, I'm sure. But yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and weather permitting, I mean, it's a little bit overcast today, but hopefully it'll hold up. That's always something that's out of everybody's control, yet it affects, right, people coming and watching and stuff. And by the way, this is a great event for fans that are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to come and watch. Thanks to your partners and Choctaw Casinos and everything, that people can come in here and watch not only some great Champions Tour guys, but some really cool celebrities.
I mean, it's amazing that sometimes I wonder what's the bigger draw, right? You know, Tony Romo or Jim Furyk, right? I mean, it's amazing because the fans love to come out and be close to these celebrities because they can't ever get this close to them. I mean, think about it. They get to walk this golf course with 5,000 or 6,000 people and watch some of the most prominent athletes and celebrities in the world come out here and compete with the PGA Tour Champions players, which is pretty exciting. Actually, one little detail that a lot of people don't know about is it's actually my favorite part of the whole tournament. So on Monday, we award 10 tour cards to 10 members who qualify in events all across the country in 5 low net, 5 low gross to come play in the tournament. So really? Think about what other sport is there where you as an amateur could come play with the best players in the world and one of the top celebrities in the world on television on Saturday and Sunday. Well, we offer that up because we're all about members here and invited. Right. That's really the most special part of the whole week for me.
Oh, it is a special time. It's a special week. I was just telling you about Larry, the cable guy, you know, is next door. And Frank, I know you're still in Nashville, but
yes,
David's absolutely right. And you've been to a number of Champions Tour events. The accessibility to these guys and walking around and just seeing Vijay Singh right over here. You walk past them, you say hi to them. They're very friendly. Lanny Watkins was out on the driving range. I talked to Lanny for a little bit. The accessibility of these guys is almost unparalleled in sports, isn't it?
No, it's amazing. And then, you know, layer over the celebrities is just a bonus, right? On top of the tour players. So it's really, it's exciting. It's a lot of fun. It's great for the community. We raise a lot of money for some great charities here in Dallas. And it's a great showcase for what we do at Invited.
Yeah. Frank, if you're done drilling behind you, you can ask a question there.
Yeah, I was just letting you boys talk. You know, I'm still kind of hungover from, and I don't mean hungover in a bad way. I mean the hangover of the Masters. I've just gotten unpacked, getting back to Nashville. Being there for 10 days over there was brutal. But what a great tournament that was, and
it was
a Dallas resident that you have that won it again. It was just fabulous. But I want to talk more about Invited and what you guys are doing is an organization, because I know what you do in my community with Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club, where I'm a member, and we have Temple Hills Country Club also here in Nashville, Tennessee. Or you guys do so much from your member clubs for the communities and just the activities that you open up your clubs for. It's incredible. If they're not a member, people go to some of the Invited clubs for a meeting, say for the Chamber of Commerce or the local council meeting or whatever. And you guys just participate so much in the community, you guys get members that just want to join left and right. It's incredible what you guys have done and making it accessible to more and more people.
Well, you know, the way we see our business is you know, our clubs are pillars within the local community. I mean, when you think about it, our members drive an average of 15 minutes from their club. So we are an extension of their home. And you know, our clubs are the epicenter for family gatherings, for celebrations, for memorials, for parties, for meetings, for political fundraising. I mean, you name it. It all happens at a club. And so we really embrace that as an organization. It's actually one of our four pillars. We call it community impact. We have a thing called Charity Classic every year where we raise money for our local charity partners at every single club throughout the network. And that's a really important part of the brand. And it's important to our members because they want to be proud of their club and know that their club is making an impact in the community. So, you know, what we're doing at the Invited Celebrity Classic is just kind of an amplification of that, you know, with the overlay of Choctaw Casinos and Resorts and Energy Transfer and IOA and all these great companies that are providing financial support to help us generate even more community impact dollars for the First Tee and for the Momentous Institute here in Dallas. So I appreciate you raising that because it's a very important part of who we are.
Yeah, it really is. And it, you know, I've been a member for a long time, and would go nowhere else. I love the whole concept of what you guys are doing. It's fabulous. And you do the charity classics in the individual communities. In Nashville, of course, when I'm here, I always do the show, Tim and I do, live from that classic to add a little bit of PGA Tour style flavor to the local people who maybe haven't been to a PGA Tour event. To see a live show being produced right there kind of adds to the entertainment, believe it or not. And us being entertainers, I guess. Tim, what? I don't know about that.
Yeah. We're called a lot of things. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, but it is. Listen, it's a fundamental part of the golf ecosystem. I mean, we think of the golf ecosystem as a big pyramid, and mm-hmm. the bottom of the pyramid is golf media. It's how consumers engage in the sport through media. It yeah. might be television. It might be you know, PGA Tour radio. It might be, you know, XM. It can be all over different mechanisms of consumption, and that's where we get interest in the game, right? And I say to people, what other sport or business, for that matter, do you know of that has an infomercial Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
right?
46 weeks a year.
Yeah.
Outside of golf. And so what's happened is the interest in the sport has never been greater, but what's changed is there's this next layer of this pyramid is, you know, it's Top Golf and it's Puttery and Putt Shack and, yeah. you know, Five Iron Golf and all these places where people can go to experience golf with just a credit card. So there's no friction. And so that's created these updrafts that affect municipal golf and resort golf. And then we're right above that in what we call commercial country clubs. And then above us are the blue blood clubs in every market, you know, the Dallas Nationals and the Sabonics and the, you know, the places that nobody can get into and they can't yeah. afford to join anyway, right? yeah, we live exactly. right underneath that part of the pyramid. But that's a systemic change, and that's permanent. And it's one of the reasons why you're seeing conversion of interest, which is generated by golf media, into trial, is because the friction is gone that was there for decades and decades and decades. It was like skiing. It was,
yeah.
I mean, you had to go sure. equipment and shirts and shoes and
yeah.
you don't have to
the
do
whole investment.
Yeah, and, yeah, you don't have to do any of that stuff now. You just show up. It's great. Yeah,
so that's great. And you guys are doing really that with Invited also, with putting in hitting bays and having, you know, year-round golf and markets that are not warm year-round, which is really neat, involving more of the family.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's it's fundamental to what's changed in the sport across the entire platform.
So let me ask you this too. And again, we're talking with David Pillsbury. He's the CEO of Invited Clubs, and you've been with Invited for 6 years. Been in golf for a long, long time. Outside of the Invited question, I want to ask you this: Live, because we talked to everybody about it. Live PGA. Any thoughts on that? Where it's going? We're hoping it all comes together, because what's good for golf is good for Invited, is good for everybody that's involved in the golf world. There's been a division, and certainly at the Masters, we saw it at least a little bit coming together. How do you see that down the road?
Yeah, look, it's a great question. I mean, I think the last couple of years, just the fact that golf has been omnipresent in the media, sometimes not in a good way, but always present, I think has generally been a good thing. I think the concern that we've had from the beginning is that fans are going to get fatigued and they're just going to get tired of the drama. And so I was very curious to see the ratings from the Masters, because I watched every minute. I mean, from 2 o'clock on Sunday till 7:30, I mean, I'm glued, right? And did so for 3 of the 4 days, and used to be, like you guys, I mean, I would go, right? And I thought, well, the ratings had to be great, but they're off 20%. And
they've
been
off, huh?
And the tour ratings have been off every week.
Yeah.
Now, why is that? I mean, is it timing? Is it, you know, is it basketball this year? I don't know. But my fear is that golfers are tired of the drama. And that's not good for the sport. Right. So I think ultimately fans want to see the best players in the world play together and
absolutely.
Compete.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's why the tour's done the elevated events. And I think all these things are good. But fundamentally, from our perspective, these things need to come back together. And that to ensure the long-term health of the sport. In fact, I've said this, you know, sort of tongue in cheek, you know, haven't been in the business since 1988. I mean, it's never been this good. And we're going to try and figure out how to screw it up.
Yeah,
Between the rollback of the golf ball and two tours. It's like, guys, come on. I mean, are you kidding me? Everything is wonderful.
Yeah.
Why We're screwing this
How
up.
Did this happen?
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you look at the number of players in the Masters that were under par, it was a small number. Now, explain the rollback to me now. If the you can't play Augusta National, the whole field under par, I think the golf ball's okay. Let's leave it alone for a while, but that's a story for another day. One of the questions I have for you guys are just something to throw out. With those ratings being down, that percentage, could it be the delivery mechanism that we're dealing with today and the technology and how people are viewing the product? Was it, you know, did they include all of the streaming? Did they include all of the people who maybe record it offline and look at it later and then go to masters.com and look at it? So I don't know how to answer that question because I don't know the details of the capture methodology.
My answer to that is yes, I think there's probably different metrics that can be used that aren't always used. But from what David's saying, just the CBS ratings and whatever else, that still is a constant number that you say, okay, here's where it is 5 years ago, 10 years ago, here's where it is now. Even by that number, if it's down, that's not right. And they want to fix that. They want to, even if people are watching it a different way, there still should be a number of good, a good number of people that are watching Jim Nantz and all the guys on CBS.
Well, I mean, it is fair to say, I mean, Scotty won by 4 shots. So, I mean, it was close.
I thought it was dramatic, but you're right.
Until the back nine. I mean, I still loved it personally, but I'm a golf geek. I love watching it.
Yeah.
Right? But it wasn't dramatic, really, at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, it was up until...
Until Max Homa hit into those shrubs behind, I don't know where they came from, in 12. I'm like, I've never seen a guy in those things 100%. Before. No. I'm like, how did the guy... it's like this little thing of bushes that's the size of a VW.
I know.
It's like, and how did you hit it, right? Yeah. And you couldn't find the ball.
When Scotty made that putt on 8, It was over.
Yeah, it was over. Like,
and then,
absolutely.
It was over. And then I was like, oh my God, this guy's going to run away.
Yeah, yeah. And it didn't faze him. We've seen it in the past. Yeah. And I got to admit, for the drama of it, I mean, I think certainly I wanted Scotty, but for the drama of it, I wanted it to be a fight, right? I wanted to go down to 15, 16, 17. So you see Scotty kind of take control. Scotty doesn't let up. I mean, his foot's on their throat, and he hits every drive down the middle on 11 when everybody else is freaking out and doing stupid things. He's smart about it. That's why when we were talking about it with Randy earlier, his coach, he might be in this position for a number of years where he's just going to be the guy because he doesn't – when he's not putting, that's his only weakness. I mean, if he's not putting well, he's vulnerable. If he's putting even okay, I don't think it's even a fair fight.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Elkington and I, of course, do live from Augusta every night, and we recap the prior day. And he had Scotty picked as 5 strokes better than everybody else out of the chute. I mean, before he ever teed off, looking at all the metrics and looking at his numbers, he was 5 strokes better. But let's, you know, Masters was great. It was fun. We love it every year. But there's something really big going on in Dallas, Texas right now, and that's the Invited Celebrity Classic. You have some horses over there as celebrities. I mean, one of my favorite guys in the world. Well, you know Flasky, of course. I mean, he's been around a while. We've done some stuff with him. But Larry the Cable Guy is playing with our good friend Paul Stankowski today. That could be – we need to film some of that.
That could be the least serious round of golf anybody's ever seen.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, they're going off our time now, Frank, in about, I think, about an hour or so that they go off. So that would be a fun pairing to watch.
Yeah.
Well, who do you see is the front runner in this tournament?
I mean, I think the guy that beats Romo, I mean, defending the
celebrity side,
he can play.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he almost won year one when Marty Fish won. It was close.
Yeah.
And he missed a three wood on a playoff in 18.
Yeah.
So he can play.
Romo takes it seriously.
He can play.
I mean, he's really into this. Mm-hmm. There are some really good amateurs. I was talking to Stankowski yesterday, Frank. I was telling you that on the range, and he's hitting next to a guy and I didn't recognize him. And he walked away and I asked, who's that? And he goes, that was Josh Daniel Donaldson.
Yeah.
Right. The baseball player who only, by the way, hit like about 350 home runs in his major. I mean, there are some really, and he swung the club. He said before he got into baseball, he wanted to be a pro golfer. And you could tell, you look at some of these guys that,
they almost
played a lot of golf, but there's some really good athletes in other sports that are great golfers.
Oh, yeah.
And they take it, especially as they retire or get to that point, really take it seriously.
Yeah, yes, they
100%.
Do.
100%.
And they hit the ball a mile. Like Stankowski is joking. He said he was trying to work on which, he's hitting a Pro V1 and he's hitting a chrome soft. He's like, which ball do I hit? He said, doesn't matter because this guy, he's pointing to Donaldson, hit it 50 yards past him every time. It's like these guys just crush. Yeah. Now, they don't always know where it's going, right? Always. Right. But they're fun. They're fun to watch. So that's what makes this tournament so unique, isn't it? I mean, you can't go anywhere else in the country and see, outside maybe Pebble Beach, and see this kind of format and see this kind of talent and star power in every different field.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, these guys are icons. It's incredible.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember last year, a couple of the PGA Tour Champions guys telling me that they were nervous because they were playing with their childhood hero, right?
Roger Clemens or somebody.
I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. So it is pretty amazing. It's a special, special week.
And are you guys, you're always expanding. So invited is all over the country and clubs. So we tell people that every week on our show to check you out and see if there's someplace new to you that you haven't been, or if you moved in a new place, there probably is an invited club nearby. Expansion, other things happening. I know pickleball is taking over the world. And you guys are adding pickleball courts and other things. The beauty of invited is you stay up to date with everything that's happening so that everybody kind of feels like this could be their club. Even if they may not be golfers, there's other things that you guys are always doing.
I'd say more than expansion, we're focused on repositioning clubs, which unfortunately is expensive. It takes a lot of capital. So we can only do, you know, 6 or 7 a year. Like up in Nashville, for example, that's on our list. You know, we're going to get to it. It's a great opportunity for us because these clubs over many, many years, and there's probably another 1,000 out there in our addressable market that fit this profile I'm about to describe. It's like this club where we're sitting right now was when I joined the company. I mean, you could join this place for $2,500.
Yeah.
And the golf course was a mess and it didn't drain. And
right. And
the clubhouse was, you know, broken and tattered.
The range was messed up.
And so we spent $7 or $8 million and now it's $40,000 to join and there's a wait list to get in. People want quality.
Yeah.
And so, but to deliver quality in golf, particularly on a golf course, you've got to rebuild infrastructure. So we've done some exciting things, like what you mentioned, Lanny Watkins. Lanny's our partner and he's a great architect, by the way. I mean, Lanny is a student of the game. And I'll give you an example. We took a club called Lost Creek in Austin, Texas. We completely redid it, $15 million renovation. Ooh. We changed the name of the club, like we changed Club Corp to Invited. We changed this from Lost Creek to Westlake Country Club. And it was, I think, 12-5, something like that to join. It was terrible. Golf course was terrible. It's $80,000 to join. The golf course is one of the best in Austin, Texas. And this is in 2 years.
Really?
This 2 year period. But we spent $15 million. So we can only do that a few times a year. We just don't have enough capital, right? So we are slowly ticking through our system. We're doing another one, Braemar Country Club, which was the second club in Club Corp's history. Brookhaven was number one in 1957. Then it was Braemar, which is in Ventura, Southern California.
Okay.
We're redoing those golf courses, and Lanny's doing them for us.
Oh,
and
really?
We're on our 3-9 hole. We're on our second nine right now, and it is going to be phenomenal. Stonebridge Ranch on the north side of town. We're redoing the golf course with Lanny Watkins. It's going to be one of the best golf courses in Dallas.
Well,
right
one
now,
of, one of the things. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
I was going to say it's a golf course right now that no one that plays a lot of golf will go to. Stonebridge Ranch. I wouldn't go play there.
Yeah,
it will be one of the best golf courses in the city when we're done.
Good.
So that's called repositioning. So as opposed to acquiring lots of clubs, we're taking what we already own. And we're moving it up market. We're making it better.
Yeah.
And we're giving the members what they really want, which is higher quality, better golf courses, better product overall. We are giving them fitness.
Something
we are giving
pride
them pickleball. We've got our first Padel courts. We put in Padel. I didn't even know what Padel was a year ago. I mean,
I got to tell you right now, I don't know what it is. What
I
is
didn't
it?
Know what pickleball was 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. What is Padel?
Now we have 500 pickleball courts. We have
really?
500. Yes. Padel is like tennis, but it's there's glass walls, and with a pickleball paddle, and a short court.
And you play the walls.
You play the walls. It's amazing.
A little bit of racquetball.
It's a little too athletic for me. So, I like pickleball because you can have a drink and you're not going to. You know,
there you go.
In one hand.
Yeah. Right.
The one issue with pickleball at my club. Is I know a lot of the players simply because it's a spot that they had to put up a net to keep me from hitting into on my approach shot on 18. that's how I got to meet some of the pickleball players at our club. One thing I do want to say, and you know, we're involved with invited clubs to the nth degree. They're a great sponsor of ours, and we love being members of invited clubs. But from the bottom of my heart what you've done, David, since you've been there, and taking over some of these clubs. And for instance, I'll just be honest about it. Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club here in Hendersonville, Tennessee, Nashville, was a private equity club that you guys came in and revamped it because it was about to become a subdivision because the aged membership, and you were going to lose all the employees, you were going to lose a place in the community that everybody knew and went to and had their senior prom there. They, you know, everything that occurred in that community kind of revolved around Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club. Invited Clubs saved that country club, and now it is a fabulous club with a younger membership and upcoming new community members. Nashville's growing like crazy, as you know, and they're flocking out to Hendersonville in that area of town. So kudos to what y'all are doing, what your thought process is, and where your heart lies, and we appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. Appreciate it. Great to be with you guys.
It's not just an accident. It's part of the plan.
It's the plan.
It's like what you guys, figured out. Well, best of luck to the invited celebrity. Again, if anybody's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area over this weekend and wants to come out and see all the different people we've mentioned, and you can go on their website and see who we're talking about from the pros as well as the amateurs. It's a special weekend, and they have a lot of fun, and they're very, as I said, accessible. I see people getting autographs all the time as you're walking along the course.
Tickets are complimentary.
And the complimentary.
Yes. They're sponsored by our partners.
Right.
It's amazing.
Right. So you come in. A lot of people think, I can't afford to go to a golf tournament. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You can afford to come to this one.
Yeah, you can afford to come to this one. Come see your favorite player, favorite celebrity. It's a really special experience.
Yeah, it is special. Well, David Pillsbury, thank you very much for your time. I know you're extremely busy, and this is kind of your baby while you got a million other things happening. So we appreciate you taking time out and talking to us and
pleasure,
being with
guys.
Us. And hopefully we'll get you together again soon. We love talking and keeping people updated on what's happening with Invited Clubs.
Awesome. Always great to talk to you guys.
Thanks, okay. David.
Thanks,
appreciate it.
Good talk. David Pillsbury, CEO of Invited Clubs. Thank you so much. I'm looking out here, Frank, on the practice range, and I see all the different people. I saw Roger Clemens was doing a little bit of putting over there.
One of my heroes.
Annika Sorensen just drove by in a car. It's like they're friends of mine, right? Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, Annika, how you doing? I was like, as they drive by. But it's a great tournament for people that are in this area to come out and watch really, really good golf. I mean, it's not like you're just coming to see
people.
I mean, it's great golf.
If you want to emulate golfers for amateurs out there, you're not going to swing like Scotty Scheffler. You're not going to hit the ball like Bryson DeChambeau. You're just not going to happen. Go watch PGA Tour Champions players. Go watch LPGA players and watch what they do and try to emulate that, because you'll get closer to that, although you probably will never get there either. You'll be closer to that than you are to a PGA Tour player, because you just don't have that kind of power.
Yeah, it's a good mirror image of what you need to do, which is a nice, easy swing and keep the ball in play.
And like David said, a drink. And
the game's a lot easier if you're in that short grass. You know, don't get too aggressive here. So
I wish I'd had the chance. I was going to say it, and then we kind of got off on some other paths. But I wanted to say, those of you out there listening to Tim Matthews, host of the game in the Dallas market on weekends, and was the host of the game on PGAtour.com when we were the host. I was a host of Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com. David's partly responsible for us doing golf radio. You know that.
Yeah.
So if you don't like what we're doing, don't call David, please.
Please
don't call David. I mean,
we love our partnership
with
the Invited Club people, and starting with Club Corp.
It did.
So we'll age ourselves. We go back a few years with them. So we go back to the Club Corp days. But with Invited Clubs, it is, as you heard, just listening to him, there's a reason some people oftentimes are successful and CEOs of big companies and all that. And it's not just because they happen to go in Ivy League or whatever. They're compassionate, smart, well-liked people that are doing things for other people all the time. And you know, I don't mean to be biblical about it, but it's like they give and they get back in return. And that's kind of a cornerstone of the people that have invited. They couldn't be nicer. Everywhere I've gone at this club, and I'm certain at my club here, Preston Wood, and where Frank is, people are always, what can I do for you? How can I help you? And that starts at the top. Like, if you don't have somebody at the top who tells you this is the way you need to treat your customers, then it's not the same. And
it's all about the leadership. David's a leader.
Nicest guy in the world. And
one of the good guys at the PGA Tour when he was there.
Wish he was still there. I'm glad he's here.
No, I'm glad he's with invited.
But it could, yeah. But the PJ Tour could probably use a couple of those guys.
Maybe so. But
a couple of good guys. But we'll see.
Well, we'll see. One of the things that happened at the Masters, I want to back up for just a minute and tell you this. DeChambeau is on number one in the practice round, and he pulls out a 3-wood and flies that bunker on the right down the right side and draws it right back in. And the whole, and then he takes another ball out, and he's about to hit, and they go, "No, hit the driver, hit the driver." So he looks at the crowd, and there's 10, 15, 20 deep. And he goes, "Okay, I hit the driver." And he pulls the driver out, and everybody starts cheering and raising Cane. There's not hate for the LIV players. They love those guys. They want to see those guys, and they want to see them competing together.
Yeah.
They got to come to something here. LIV and PGA Tour can coexist. There is a way. It just needs to happen. And shut up the negative media.
Yeah.
Because the media, Sergio said it. The media had has a lot to do with what's going on here and the bad vibes.
I'll be honest with you, Frank. I still have a problem, and this comes from Associated Press or different, national, I think, stories that you read, and they still want to, and they say it in a negative way, identify the Saudi-funded LIV Tour. And
yes.
I'm going, they're doing that not just as an informative thing because they think that's still a negative. And I'm like, stop it already, would you?
I mean,
it doesn't matter who's funny what. And by the way, they've all shook hands and put their arms around each other. So LIV Tour, PJ Tour seem to be trying to get along. The media doesn't have to still put this division in there that acts like, oh, no, them. And then what did I read recently? They're still using the term defected.
Yeah.
Right, the guys that defected to the LIV Tour. I'm like, they made a choice, just like Rory says now.
They made a deposit, for God's sake.
They made a choice in what they want to do. And Rory's even come to terms and said, I can't judge that. If somebody decides that they want to make more money doing this and play, that's okay. Let them make that call. It's not us to – but some people just have to judge, Frank, right? Some people have to go, no, that's not fair.
Well,
in my basement, I want to be pissed off about this.
Here's something to add to the fact that Saudi Arabia is an ally of the United States of America. And we have bases there that protect the Middle East. And if you do love, the people of Israel, they just helped us wipe out 300 ballistic missiles. They and their intelligence and their support helped us fend off a massive attack on Israel just recently, the past few days. So there's a lot of good in people. We just need to look for the good from now on. And that's I'll get off my biblical soapbox here.
Well, no. But I mean, again, same. One last final thought for me is, cast the first stone, right? I mean, everybody think, well, America is not the most loved around the world. There's people that think we do things wrong and that we're not always the most upright. So don't sit there and act like, well, how dare this other country? Okay, whatever. They all do bad things. They all do a lot of good things. So do we. So let's just play golf, for God's sakes.
That, there you go.
Jeez.
Or let's just play some pickleball golf. Or what was that? What was that other thing?
I don't even know. I've never seen that game.
Sounds a lot like racquetball, but in a smaller area.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, it's like outdoor racquetball or something, right?
Yeah.
You had like a tennis court, but with walls.
Hey,
I don't know.
I need that if I play tennis.
I'd play
home run. Hey, it's over the hill.
I'd like to play golf with walls if they had put some of those up on the fairway.
They have courses like that. I've played one at Lake Oconee, Reynolds Lake Oconee. That Creek Club is really cool.
Well,
and
funny.
It pushes everything to the middle of the fairway, no matter where you hit it. It's a wonderful thing.
When we talk about the pros, there are advantages, right? When you've got hospitality tents behind the 15th green. You don't think some of those guys know they've got a bumper behind the green if they fly it a little bit?
Of course they do.
They get a nice little drop right there that you and I don't get when we're playing 15.
They have
hospitality.
They have people that will stop it too.
I'm telling you.
And they don't lose golf balls normally.
No.
Those
ever.
Events, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I need that.
So.
I've got to go play. And, I haven't played much since the tournament. Well, before that, when I got hurt, my leg. And then before the second hurt, I got hurt. On the golf course, not paying attention, walking into something. And then the tornado hit, and then I broke my left foot. So I haven't played golf effectively maybe twice since October. And I'm back now, ready to go, ready to play. I cannot wait to just take the whole wallet and dump it right into the pool on Friday when I play my boys out at Bluegrass. Because I'm going to get killed. Because that handicap's still sitting there where it was. It hasn't gone anywhere, and I'm in trouble. So anyway, it's going to be fun.
Our,
Our golf tour will continue next week for everybody listening, and Frank, that we're going to be coming to you for the podcast here from the Veritex Bank Championship. And that's another golf event here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and that's going to be the stop on the Corn Ferry Tour. That'll be the Veritex Bank Championship. And by the way, Veritex Bank is a regional bank, and it's a Texas bank or whatever. But if you check Scotty Scheffler's bag,
the Tex.
If you see Scotty Scheffler's bag, and if you saw Bryson DeChambeau's bag, there's Veritex Bank. So the CEO, Malcolm Holland, I've known for a long time. Malcolm Holland is a big USGA guy. He's the CEO of Veritex Bank. Loves golf, and has about, I think, 15 guys sponsoring, and he sponsors, and his company, his bank, sponsors the Stop on the Corn Ferry Tour next week. So
good
that's a Texas Rangers golf course, and we'll be coming to you from that event next week. So we'll continue.
Great. If you want to see some really good golf, Corn Ferry Tour, I mean, those boys are competitive.
Where was Scotty Scheffler, Frank? This was weird. 3 years ago, he was the number one guy on the Corn Ferry Tour, Scotty Scheffler.
Yes.
3 freaking years ago. Look what's changed in his world. So, yes, it's very good golf. Yeah, it's very good golf on the Corn Ferry Tour, and those are the guys that are trying to get to the PGA Tour.
And so I thought I had a great line earlier when I said that Teddy Scott's trying to get on Forbes' richest men in America list.
Yeah, he's almost there. He's probably 500. If you make it 500, he might be on that list.
I think David got a kick out of that one, didn't he?
He did. Look at you and Larry the Cable Guy are going to go on tour?
You know we could. Get her done.
Frank's taking his show on the road.
There you go. Larry the Cable Guy. If you see him again, he won't remember. David DeFlasky's there, though. He, Diamond Resorts, this tournament used to be, Club Corps was part of it at the time when it was Club Corps. They were working with them. But, David's there this week, too. So, anyway.
We should wrap this puppy up. Yep.
We are. You know, if they hit the wrong button, you could hear some different music. You know, like, that's last week. Maybe this is what we need to hear. Anyway, you do your thing. Go.
All right. We are done. Thank you, everybody. We had a great show. Thank you to Randy Smith for joining us earlier. Scotty Scheffler's coach. Some great insight and great comments from Randy. So we love having him on. And, of course, David Pillsbury, CEO of our title sponsor, Invited Clubs. Check out Invited Clubs, invitedclubs.com, and find a club near you. And as he just said, they're all about the community, and you're going to love it. If you can find a club, you're going to have a wonderful time there, meet new friends and wonderful people. And also PXG. Make sure you check out PXG and all their equipment, all their apparel. They're constantly evolving themselves with golf balls and new clubs. And Frank will be the first to tell you, the new irons and the new drivers and hybrids, the highest quality clubs all coming from PXG. So check them out as well at PXG.com. All right, for Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks so much for being with us. And remember to join us next time right here for Golf Talk America.